Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. And a happy new year. This year, according to our research department, will be 1947. Last year, in case you missed it, will be 1946. Now, we've been going over our books for the year, balancing debits and credits, and I have here a brief report on the year's doings of the House of Morgan. The first item is jokes. We find that in this program in 1946, we used 918 jokes. Not counting several hundred we thought were jokes. Of these 918, 818 got laughs. The other 100 jokes we carry over to this year, and we'll give you another chance at them. Well, let's see, 818 laughs, but in radio, there are many different kinds of laughs, so we have to break that figure down. We got 124 yucks, 68 bops, If this is new to you, a yuck is when everyone laughs loud enough so we can count all the gold inlays in the audience. That's the trade name. A bop, or belly laugh, is when we can count all the belt buckles. Now, a bop yuck, or gold belt buckle, that's when the sponsor laughs. According to the report, no bop yucks. But we did get 214 freeps. A freep is when everybody laughs because the person next to him is laughing. Unless, of course, it's an empty seat. Well, we got 88 orcs. An orc is when the orchestra laughs. Now, when the orcs laugh, it's because a guy in the orchestra is laughing because the trombone player whispered something funny. But we count them. They add up. We also got 88 Bernies. A Bernie is when Bernie Green laughs. He laughs because somebody told him what the trombone player said. And we got 100 yucks, which is when nobody laughs at the joke, but the comedian gets it by wiggling his ears. That makes 672 laughs. 672 from 818 leaves 146. We got 146 laughs in rehearsal. Well, you'll just have to take my word for it, that's all. So much for that. Now, let's see. Here's our report on the mail. Every morning about 11, the mail clerk staggers in with my fan mail. Don't know why that boy should stagger with three letters, but it's not my business to report him. Incidentally, I'd like to thank Fred Allen for his encouraging letter. I wish he'd put the next one in writing. Those tea leaves are so hard to read. We had a letter from Bing Crosby which said, boo. And, altogether, are you people just smirking? Altogether, during the past year, our mail totaled 118 pounds. Tonight, I've selected a few ounces. The first letter reads,
Dear Mr. Morgan, gosh, we must have an ever-sharp chick radio, because whenever you come on the air, my father changes stations automatically.
And here's a rather interesting letter from an ardent fan.
Dear Mr. Morgan, I find your program very hard to turn off and will continue to do so.
So much for the report in the fan mail. According to the report on scripts, we have lots of material left over from last year, and we have to use it up tonight if we want to start the new year even. Let's see now. We had four sound effects left over from last year. First, a cash register. Next, a ship dropping anchor. Then, a rustling of paper and a shattering of glass. Now, in addition to these sound effects, we had four sentences left over from last year. They had to be cut out of different programs at the last moment. These are the four sentences. One,
yes, delicious, ain't it?
Two,
here's your change, sir. They don't call me Honest Ambrose for nothing.
Three,
what a pity. We'll never find it in this here fog.
Four,
honey, you ain't been getting enough calcium lately.
The just leftovers. Now, we also had a bit of music that was left. Bernie? Guess that's all that was left. Well, I'd like to get all these leftovers out of the way, if you don't mind. So I've prepared a little sketch to use up all this extra material. Then we can start the new year. Bernie, we'll start with you'd use some of the leftover music, please. Our story begins on the deck of a small tramp steamer bound for New York with a cargo of tramps. This is really a ruse. In reality, this is a gambling ship, and two stealthy figures are busy marking the deck. One says,
"Nasty weather for the Admiral's dinner tonight, Walt.
Regular pea soup fog.
Yes, delicious, ain't it? I mean, one gets tired of nothing but chicken noodles.
Say, would you lend me $5?
Well, here's a $10 bill, but I can only lend you $3.
Very well, then you can owe me $2, which leaves you $5, and here's your change, sir. They don't call me Honest Ambrose for nothing. Say, I believe we've dropped anchor.
What a pity, they'll never find it in this here fog.
Thanks. Our next scene, naturally, is in old Arizona. Ambrose walks into the Last Chance Saloon where his keen ears detect a strange, treacherous sound.
Hey, what's that noise?
It's me. I was just rustling this here paper.
Stranger, we don't stand for no rustlers in this here town. I don't even let Jane rustle. One of us has to leave pronto.
All right. I'll go.
No, I'll go. Who left last time? I ain't been out of town all year.
2 hours later, Ambrose pulled up his weary steed before a small house. His steaming horse was covered with lather, and leaving instructions for the beast to be shaved, he went inside to visit his sweetheart.
Ah, there you are, Mary Bell, honey. You're so delicate, so fragile, like a china doll. Here, let me hold you real close to me, darling. Honey, you ain't been getting enough calcium lately.
Oh, don't worry about it, because now we're even for last year. We can start fresh. Oh, here's the report from the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor Company. On 12 programs, the name Eversharp last year was mentioned 438 times. The full title, Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, was mentioned 105 times. I had meetings with the sponsor twice. I lost twice. I said the razor changes blades automatically 12 times. Charlie said it once. Ted Using said it 150 times. We all said the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor sells for $1.25 complete with 20 blades. As a result of this high-pressure salesmanship, we sold 3 razors. A man in Oregon bought 2 in the belief that it was a pen and pencil set. My father bought the other one thinking that what I said was blazers. End of report. Since this is the first day of the new year, we think it's only fitting to take a look at what the other 364 are going to be like. So we're going to describe the rest of 47. And if you feel like it, you can go to sleep right after the show and stay in bed all year. First, the weather for 47. In California, this winter, the weather will be mild and sunny with occasional showers. Daily. The winter in Chicago will be very cold. The winter in Florida will be very expensive. Now for a quick survey of the changes in 47. At the beginning of 46, the housing shortage was called severe. At that time, 4 million people were crowded into garages. By the end of the year, the situation had improved. 2 million of these people had been able to find cellars. And in 47, we predict that railroads will move forward. Next year, the American public will find an unexpected luxury on railroad trains.
Hey, Sadie, look at me.
What is it?
I'm sitting.
We come now to soap, which expects a banner year in 47. We've invited Mr. Homer Klunk, manufacturer of one of our better-known soaps, Broken Heart Soap, the soap with a message, to discuss the future of his business. Mr. Klunk, we're delighted to have you with us this evening.
Of course you are.
I get it. Do you have any plans for any new kinds of soap?
Of course I do. Today our designers are working on a new soap bar. Rather expensive. It'll cost you $2 a bar, but it's well worth it.
Well, why will it cost so much?
This soap bar will have nuts on the inside.
Nuts on the inside?
Of course it will. In case you get hungry during your bath. Any other questions?
Of course I do. I mean, I have. Yes, I do.
Then there's the new soap I forgot to mention. Now, you know the soap that floats?
Yes.
Well, we have a new soap that chases you around the tub.
Thank you very much, Mr. Homer Klunk. I got a feeling that's going to be left over next year, that whole thing. In 47, unions will go in for more collective bargaining. They'll go in for more. They may come out with less. But in many instances, there'll be a better understanding between employer and employee, as in this one.
Come in, come in.
I wanted to talk to you about a raise.
Well, sit down, sit down.
Oh, you see, prices are way up, and my expenses are high, and I thought...
I understand your position perfectly, my boy.
Yeah, oh, you mean you give me a raise?
Certainly. $25 a week raise.
$25 a week raise? Oh, boy! Thanks, Father.
The most important thing about any year is what the people will be thinking and doing. Let's look in on two average people on the first day of 1947.
Hello.
Hello, Hortense. This is Gerard.
Hello, Gerard. This is Hortense. I want to express my deepest gratitude and appreciation for the hot time you showed me New Year's Eve.
Likewise.
See, didn't we have a good time to Evelyn's house?
Is that where we were?
Sure, don't you recollect? First, we were at Evelyn's house. Then I took you to my friend Katie's house. Then I took you to my friend Gloria's house. Then I took you to my friend Ruthie's house.
Gee, Hortense, and you didn't even drop me once. Anyway, Hortense, I'm glad it's a new year. My boss says that this year we're going to have great achievements and accomplishments in a field of pickles.
I'm glad for you, boss.
We're putting out a completely different pickle this year.
Is that so? What's it going to be?
We're calling it the New Deal.
Most likely to be killed off. Tonight, Bernie Green and his orchestra play the leading songs all America got most tired of in 46. Here is number 1084, which last week was only 1087, entitled, What is the Fruit, Dear, Which After It's Sold, You Ain't Supposed to Keep It in the Cold. Number 1084. Parade is presented by the makers of Elephant Cigarettes. Remember our slogan, I'd walk a mile for an elephant, but would he do the same for me? Remember, with men who bribe football teams, it's the New York Giants 24-14. And here is a song in 89th place, but destined to go nowhere, a song which hit the all-time medium, the song that taught people that a nickel is easily worth 5 cents. And here it is, number 3 on your obit parade, the song's most likely to drop dead. Number 3, entitled, Even Though Your Teeth Ain't Pearly, I'd Like You to Be My Girlie. And finally, somebody wrote that in on me. Finally, number 1. Yes, here's the number 1 candidate for whatever it is, the title. I Don't Love You, My Dear Mamie. I don't love you, and you can't blame me, because... should have buried, and to the strains of our theme, You're Driving Me Crazy, we say farewell. This program is sponsored by the makers of Elephant Cigarettes. Remember our slogan, I'd walk a mile for an elephant, but I'd rather he'd run his own errands. Theodore. Here it is, the announcement you've been afraid of, the Shave-a-thon. Oh, well, the Shave-a-thon isn't so bad. At least after it's over, we have no listeners left, so we can say anything we want. To continue our predictions about the coming year, we examine the field of medicine. Medicine has made tremendous advances during the past few years, especially in fees. In 1947, a lot of important things are going to happen in the medical profession. For instance, more and more doctors are becoming specialists. And this trend is going to continue. First, we meet Dr. Bradley. Doctor, you're an ear, nose, and throat man, aren't you?
That was last year.
And this year?
I treat only the right nostril.
I see. Why not the left nostril?
The left? Sir, I am a Republican.
It figures. This year, there'll be an increasing number of consultations between doctors. There's a very good reason for consultations, and these doctors will show you. We take you behind the scenes of a medical consultation.
Dr. Lawrence, I wanted to consult with you about a patient.
What's the complaint, Doctor? Send away.
He has an ingrown toenail.
So why the consultation?
He also has $1 million.
Ah, yes, you were wise to call me in, Doctor. How's it look?
Quite a toenail.
Bet it hurts him.
It's murder.
I'll bet. Those things hurt, you know.
I read that someplace. You, ever have one?
Yeah.
I'll bet it hurts.
And how?
But what can you do?
That's what I say. What can you do?
How about using hot water, Doctor?
I don't know.
Why not?
That stuff can get awful hot.
Well, thanks a lot, Doctor.
Glad to help.
I'll send your fee to your office.
No, send it to my home.
Oh, expect to be home long?
Oh, a couple of weeks till my ingrown toenail gets better.
Funny, I was very fond of that in rehearsal. Listen to this startling testimonial to doctors.
I wouldn't be caught dead without my family doctor by my side.
Another thing that's going to happen this year, doctors are very likely going to start to advertise on the radio. Some of the more popular programs will be the news commentary by H.V. Corpuscle, Portia Faces Anesthesia, Life Can Be Bellevue, Ladies Be Inoculated, and I imagine a lot of new medical theories are going to be tried out. Now, last year, doctors discovered that patients improved more rapidly if they got out of bed very soon after an operation. This year, the theory will be carried even further.
Scalpel. Sutures. Forceps. All right, you can get up now.
But, doctor, did you finish my operation already?
Start walking. I'll finish it on the way to your room. There. Your appendix is out. How do you feel?
Tennis, anybody?
Another advance in medicine has been the theory that many physical illnesses result from a state of mind. We take you now for a visit to the office of the famous Viennese specialist on this subject, Dr. Heinrich Morgan.
Dr. Morgan, we'd like very much to visit your office and see how you work. Is that all right?
I acquiesce.
Oh, I see you have two powerful microscopes on your desk.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't see a thing without them.
Now, doctor, we're particularly interested in your method of treating patients who suffer from mental aberrations.
Oh, yeah, but...
I mean, people who imagine themselves to be sick.
Oh, sure, if I didn't say so. I show you. Filth, patients.
Doctor, I'm in a terrible condition.
This I could see.
But the trouble.
I have an awful pain in my right leg.
The pain is all part of your imagination. When did it start?
Well, I was walking down a street, and I imagined I was hit by a brick.
I see.
Tell me, when you were first realizing that you hate your grandmother?
I don't hate my grandmother, doctor. But what about my leg?
See, he's fighting me. I tell you something. You should forget your grandmother and the pain, but go away.
It will?
Sure.
Gee, you know, my leg feels better already.
That's fine.
Sure, my leg feels great. Only, now I hate my grandmother.
We'll be on this same corner in front of the cigar store again next week at this same time. Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Schick injector razors and blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show.
Oh, I see John Russell has stepped into the studio here. He's got some recordings in his hand and something else in there. Hi, John.
Hello, Chuck, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Thank you. It's the day after New Year's Eve, but nevertheless, we have a dance party planned for our listeners today.
And some noisemakers, too.
We will feature the Ron Smolin Orchestra and lots of good dance music by other bands, too.
That's great.
It's Midwest Ballroom today at 5 o'clock.
We'll be listening.
Thanks, Chuck.
Put that down. put that down. Thank you very much, John.